The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Expert advice to keep the whole family healthy at All Care, the largest Irish-owned pharmacy brand.
Text 51551. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Welcome back. Keep your texts coming into 51551 and your emails to ray@rte.ie. Now, fresh from the European Youth Olympic Festival, which was held in Azerbaijan in July, we have four future stars of Team Ireland. Rashida Adeleke is here. She won two gold medals for Ireland, 100 metre and 200 metre. We have Conor Cusack, who competed in javelin. Ava O'Connor did the 1500 metres and Cliona Walsh competed in tennis singles. Welcome, lads. Are you all good?
Yeah.
And you're all there decked out. I said, what's the crack during the break? What are you at for the weekend? Training, competing, competing. So no bank holiday sort of madness for any of you, no?
No.
Taking it, doing what you do best, which is continuing with your sport and training. So first of all, I suppose I should say, am I right in saying the European Youth Olympic Festival, it's essentially a competition for younger athletes from just European countries. So not old enough to go to the Olympics yet. And it's just competing from all over Europe, correct? Okay. So before we have a good old chat, Rashida, this is you. This is the moment just after you won the first gold medal at the festival. Let's take a listen.
Yeah, because I don't know, you always have doubts, and I'm just like, I finally did it, you know? This is what I've been praying for all season, and to get the goal, I'm so happy, yeah.
How do you feel right now?
I'm ecstatic. I'm so happy. I just can't believe it. Thank you.
You couldn't have sounded any happier. Like, you could not have sounded any happier, and fair play to you. What was that moment like?
Oh, it was just so surreal. Yeah, I really wasn't expecting it. Like, I only planned to do the 100 metres like a month before, so I was like, I'll just go into it and see what happens. But to come out with the gold, like, I was just so happy. Like, I actually couldn't believe it.
You sounded shocked as well. Yeah. Because, what did you know of the competition? Like, were you tipped to come? Like, were you looking for a silver or bronze or?
Well, I knew, like, if I tried my best, I could hopefully medal. Like, I obviously wasn't ranked first in the 100 going into it. So I knew I'd have to, like, work really hard to even try and medal. So, yeah, I wasn't up there, but I was kind of...
You were hopeful.
Yeah.
What did it feel like to have the whole country behind you? Because we all felt for you. We were all like rooting for you.
Oh, there was so much support. Like, I actually wasn't expecting all the support that we got. But yeah, it was unreal. Like, I felt like I was at the real Olympics.
It must be like that, Conor, does it?
It's something else now, in fairness. Yeah, it's just a lot bigger stage what you get in Ireland.
Yeah. And I suppose that's like, so you competed in javelin.
Yeah.
Was it the first major games for you?
Oh, it was always last year at the under 18s. And it was much the same, only it's a multi-sport event this year.
Yeah.
And I don't, it just feels a lot different, I suppose, and it's a multi-sport event. It feels like a kind of a bigger deal in a way, I suppose.
Yeah. Like, does it feel like, as Rashida said, like the real Olympics when you're there?
Yeah, it does a bit, no, in fairness. Yeah.
And so does that make, before you even get there and your training leading up to it, does it make it more daunting?
Small bit, no, yeah. I mean, for myself, only for under 18s last year, it was a massive eye-opener. That would have been my first major championships. And it just kind of showed me what it takes to be there or thereabouts with the best in Europe. So, yeah, it is a small bit when you know what's coming, I suppose, when you know what's coming for the championships mid the month.
Okay. And Azerbaijan, had you been to Azerbaijan on holidays or anything like that before?
No.
What was it like?
It was grand, in fairness. I mean, it's very windy. And I expected some savage heat, but it never really came. The wind kind of kept it at bay in a way, I suppose.
Okay. You are doing your leaving cert this year, am I right in saying that?
This year coming, yeah.
This year coming, okay. So how are you going to balance training and your leaving cert? Which is more important?
I suppose school will have to kind of, for the sake of one
year.
You
say that now, is your mom, I cry there.
Yeah.
She is, okay, yeah.
For the sake of one year now, I suppose, might as well put the head in the books, but... Yeah, I'll try just stick to my deadlines, and if I have any project work, just get it done as soon as possible and that kind of thing. So,
okay.
You know, hopefully it'll work out.
And we'll talk a little bit more about your training in a bit. I'll move on to Ava. Good to see you, my love. You're 15. You did the 1500 metres. And how did you get on at the festival?
I came 7th overall in my final, and I was really happy with that. Considering as well I was one of the youngest in the race, so I wasn't expecting to come 7th at all in any way.
Okay. Yeah. And when you say, you know, you weren't expecting to come seventh, like, you have a look at who's top of the board in Norway and France, and, like, you know who the big heavy hitters are, do you, before you get there?
Well, I didn't look at my star list before I went into the race because I knew I'd only make myself more nervous. So I went in just not knowing why everyone else was running, and I think that's why I performed good as well, because I wasn't nervous and I didn't know why everyone else was running. I just went out and ran my own race.
Okay. Okay. And are you all, or like Team Ireland, are they all staying in the same hub? Are you all kind of staying together?
Yeah, we were all staying in like an apartment block, and there was four in each room. And yeah, basically we were all just staying together.
Okay. That might have made it nicer for you, did it? The fact that you had other Irish people around.
Yeah, definitely, because there was so much support. Like, you could like turn to anyone, and like you were never on your own because there was always someone around, which was really nice as well.
Okay. And Connor was saying that he's got the leaving cert coming up this year. You are jumping, you are frog leaping, you're skipping transition year, is that right?
Yeah, I'm not going to bother doing the extra year in school.
You just can't wait to do the leaving cert, is it?
No, not that, but it's just, I just want to go in and get out of school and then go on to college, like.
Okay. And for college, does that just mean you can concentrate on your sport and what you want to do, or you just don't like school? Or
no, not that I don't like school, I just want to go and try and concentrate on what I'm good at, so yeah.
Which is running for
you.
Okay, fair play. Cliona, good to see you. How are you keeping?
Good, yeah.
Okay, so you are 15, you play tennis. How did you get on at the festival?
Well, I lost my first match, unfortunately. I only had one match, but it was a very close match towards the end. It definitely got very close.
Who were you playing?
I played a girl from Sweden called Ida Johansson. She was a good player, yeah, and she did a lot of things that surprised me kind of at the start. So once I settled into it, I really made a contest out of it in the end, which I was happy to come away with that.
Yeah. Good woman. So did you follow 15-year-old Corey Coco Gauff?
Yeah.
Have you been following her, like, all the matches?
Unbelievable, yeah. I watched most of her matches, and she's just... It really makes you inspired to think, okay, if she can do it at that age, you know, maybe it's possible for me to do something in the future.
It's great to have somebody like that to look up to, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
She's so young.
Exactly, yeah. She's so mature, like, beyond her age. Like, she could be 10 years older, you wouldn't know the difference. So if I can try and gear towards that, then it might make a difference to my tennis as well.
Sure. So talking about your tennis, let's like talk a little bit about the training regimes. As I said, you guys have competitions tomorrow, Connor and Ava. So you're kind of, you know, as I said, training through the bank holiday weekend. Cliona, for you, what sort of training schedule are you on now? Like, how much does tennis take up your life?
It takes up a lot of my life, definitely. I train like 6 days a week. I train 3 days in Sligo, which is where I live, and then 3 days in Castlebar, which is about an hour away. So it's a lot of driving, but it's worth it. And then
can you remember your first ever tennis lesson?
I definitely can't remember the first note, too long ago.
Were you playing tennis like before, like kind of when you were, before you were even walking? Was it one of those?
Not even really, because I have no tennis background in my family. So I kind of just played it when I was whatever, that 5-6 year old age, because I played every sport. I wanted to just be active. I love sport of any kind. So it was just another sport that I tried out, and I guess it was the one that suited.
The one that stuck.
Yeah.
Rashida, coming to you, what sort of training schedule now are you doing at the minute?
Well, my season's coming to an end, so I'm just kind of doing mostly light, fast stuff, training 3-4 times a week. But yeah, I'm almost finished now, so there's nothing hard or there's nothing like heavy going on, so it's just mainly speed work.
So where do you do that? Where do you do your training?
I train at Tan Athletics Club, and I do my gym in the Institute of Sport.
Okay. And when did you start running?
When I was 12 years old.
Okay.
Yeah.
And can you remember, were you always a good runner, or did you just say, I want to go and try something new, or how did it happen for you?
Well, in primary school, I went to Century for like the track and field championships they'd have every year, and I performed pretty well at them, so I eventually joined the running club when I was in sixth class. And then yeah, I just started with like cross country and stuff, but eventually I decided I was too long for me, so I switched to sprinting.
Yeah, you don't have to go as far. You can get there quicker.
Exactly.
By sprinting. And did you play any other sport at the time, like basketball or football?
I played Gaelic for St. Mark's in Springfield, and when I was in first year in secondary school, I done basketball, badminton and volleyball.
Okay. Yeah. And so what's the future for you? I mean, are you going to go to college? Have you got a plan? Has your, like, when you're working with Team Ireland, do you all, I assume, work together with your family as well to try and figure out the right path for you to go on to ensure that you have the best success possible?
Yeah, definitely. Like, yeah, I definitely want to go to college. I want to study, I want to pursue something. Like, you can't depend on sport forever, so I definitely want to go to college. I'm not sure what college or what course I want to do. It's kind of like a blur, to be honest. I'm just kind of taking everything out of stride. But yeah, hopefully I'll figure it out soon. Kind of run out of time.
And when you go to somewhere like Azerbaijan and you're part of a big competition like that, it must be great in terms of seeing what's out there. It's like the bigger picture stuff, because when you're training all the time and night by night in your local community and with your local team, and I suppose there possibly are weeks or months, and maybe in the winter time, especially when it's dark and it's cold and it's raining and your mates are out having the crack. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you go to a big competition like that, does it make it all worth it where you see the potential and the possibility of where your career could go?
Yeah, definitely. Like, these nights at winter and stuff that you just don't want to train and, like, you're tired and you have loads of schoolwork. But, yeah, when it comes to, like, the summer and you're actually racing, you're doing well, so you see, like, it all pays off. So, like, that extra training session that you did, even though you didn't want to do, you'll see, like, it could pay off in, like, 0.01 of a second in the race. So it all works out at the end.
And where did you put your gold medal?
Well, it has a little case box. I just put it in that.
Oh, no. Yeah. Do you know how I'd have it, like, totally hanging up?
I know.
Like, right as soon as somebody opens the front door of my house, like, here it is.
I'll probably get, like, a cabinet or something to put them in eventually.
Connor, you're from Ballinrobe in Mayo.
Yeah.
So how did you get into javelin?
Kind of a strange one. The club was set up maybe 6 or 7 years ago. It's a big enough group not to set it up, but my brother kind of got into javelin first before me, himself and his friend. And I was just in there sitting down on a rugby ball, waiting for him to finish training to go home. And Park Joyce was coaching him at the time, and he came over to me and he just said, "Did you ever throw one of these things?" I just picked it up and I threw it, and he said, "There's a competition on in a few weeks if you want to go." And I said, "Why not?
Brand,
if nothing else for doing." Just kind of went on from there. Then that was the Mayos, and then went on to the Connacht and All-Irelands, and been doing it every year since.
That's brilliant. And when you pick up something like a javelin and you realise that you're really good at that, did you stick with it, or did you look at the shot put, athletics, everything else? Do you know what I mean? Or was it just you knew you were good at that? Did you give anything else a go?
I did a small bit of everything. No, not that I wouldn't have been massive with the likes of shot put, I suppose. I'd have to be a bit bigger, but I gave everything a shot, and I suppose javelin just kind of was one I was always good at, so I ended up sticking with it.
Okay, and in Mayo, you know, it's most of the sport, it's your football and your hurling. And
all football heads.
Football, it's football in Mayo, of course. But when you say to people or your mates, you know, "I'm off to javelin training." Was that, when you first started, competing seriously and properly, were they kind of, did they give you a bit of stick? Or?
Oh yeah, there was definitely plenty of stick.
Did they give you a bit of stick? That wasn't even meant to be a joke, actually.
No, yeah, there was definitely plenty of stick. Like, I'd have a few friends, Owen Glorain, Keane O'Connell and Luke Jennings, all be on the county minor team now, and that kind of, that's kind of the main support, I suppose, in Mayo when you think about it. But it's not too bad. I'm well supported and I have a great group back at home, so it's grand.
And are most of your friends into sport, or, you know, are they training themselves, or do you have, like a lot of your mates, are they kind of, you know, just doing their own thing, going out at the weekends, they have their time off?
Obviously, there's
do you get jealous of that sometimes?
The odd time you would, I suppose, but like when you go to championships then, like we did there this month and as well last year, like it just definitely makes it all worthwhile.
Okay, so what's the goal for you? What do you want to do? Where do you see yourself going? Are the Olympics on the cards for all of you? Is that the goal?
I suppose long term.
Definitely. Yeah.
I think every kind of young athlete, that'll be your long term goal, I suppose. Yeah.
And did you come from a big sporting family? Kleena was saying tennis for her, it wasn't a thing.
Javelin definitely wasn't a thing.
No. Your dad wasn't a champion javelin thrower back in the day.
No. Mom's side would be all big football heads now, and I was always kind of sporty, in fairness. So.
Okay. And so your mom is into sport, your dad?
Yeah, well, dad now not as much maybe, but yeah, mom definitely is big into football.
Okay. So the dream, the Olympics?
Hopefully
2020?
No. Definitely not, no. A bit soon, but hopefully in the future, at some stage.
Okay, Ava, coming back to you. So, are you from a running background?
Yeah, my mum and, like, all her side of the family would have been good, like, athletes.
Okay. You were a dancer initially, I was reading about.
Yeah, I used to do Irish dancing with the Lynham School of Irish Dancing up until about then the sixth class, start of first year, but then I decided to pack it in and just concentrate on what I knew I was like going to be good at. So, yeah, I don't dance anymore.
And what about you? Do you feel that you may be missing out sometimes with the amount of training? Because you dedicate your whole lives to this, guys, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you've got to commit to it.
Yeah, it's obviously like annoying sometimes seeing like your friends going out and having a good time while you're like stuck at training in the wet nights in winter, and like if it's snowing and stuff like that and bad weather conditions and they're all having a good time. But it's definitely worth it in the end when you're getting to go to like amazing places with the athletics. So yeah, it's definitely worth it.
And who do you look up to in athletics? Was there somebody in Ireland that you looked up to specifically?
Well, I suppose the obvious ones are like Sonia O'Sullivan, because like she was so good. But like Sarah Healy now is definitely one to watch out for, because she's achieving so much and she's still so young as well.
Okay. And Cliona, coming to you, do you, like, when it, in terms of diet, do you follow a special diet for your training?
Not necessarily for my training. I actually have to follow a gluten-free diet.
You're celiac?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is enough to deal with. But it kind of, I just try to, you know, eat generally well and keep things balanced. I mean, if I'm training so much, I'm probably going to be eating more anyway than normal people, but as long as I can still keep running around the tennis court, then I'm doing fine. So, yeah.
And do you find, is it okay for you? You can balance school, your schoolwork with tennis, no problem?
Not no problem. It's definitely tricky. I have to have good time management, which is very important, because I just did my junior cert, so I obviously want to get good grades and everything in school, because I don't know how long tennis is going to be able to be the main thing, but yeah, if I can just make the time that I spend playing tennis really worthwhile, then I can actually get more done in a smaller amount of time rather than wasting a couple hours when only 1 hour of it is good. So it's just about making the time efficient that I'm spending at either school or study.
Well, I am super impressed with all of you. I think you're amazing, the dedication that you put into it, and you're such an inspiration, because young people coming through, they need people like you to look up to, and you will be the generation that the previous generation will look up to. So continue doing what you're doing. You're fabulous. To Cliona, to Ava, to Connor and to Rashida for coming in. Enjoy the bank holiday weekend, lads.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.